The world was created with genders. There are males and there are females in every aspect of nature. There are male and female people. There are male and female animals. There are even male and female plant life. Male trees produce pollen while female trees produce fruit. And even in geomorphology, the study of land formations has genders. Mountains are masculine, male, and valleys are female, feminine. The Chida says that there's also a gender distinction within the world of hydrology, the world of water. There is water that comes from the ground, such as spring water, rivers, and lakes. And then there's water that comes from the sky, otherwise known as rain. Rain is considered male, while spring water and the like is considered female. Men are typically taller, connoted by that which is above, hence rain is considered male, being that rain falls from the sky. Women are typically shorter, symbolic of the ground, and therefore spring water, rivers, and lakes are considered female. That's what the Chida writes. Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim are polar opposites. Eretz Yisrael's agriculture depends entirely on the rain, the Gishmei Bracha, the male component of water. Rain is referred to as Gishmei Bracha, and it just so happens that the gematria of Bracha is 227 and shares the same gematria as Zachar, male, 227. Zachar and Bracha and Gishmei Bracha, all that Geshem, is male. And Eretz Yisrael relies on the rain, the Geshem. Mitzrayim, on the other hand, is void of any rain. It's a desert land. It's a midbar. Mitzrayim depends entirely on the water from below, namely the Nile River. The Nile River is symbolic of a female. And for this reason, the gematria of Nilus Imakola, the Nile in Hebrew, Nilus with a plus one is 157. It's the same exact gematria as Nekeva, 157, a female. And moreover, Yosef HaTzadik, who ran Mitzrayim, was the Tsar of Melech Mitzrayim, shares the same gematria. Yosef Imakola is also 157. Yosef had feminine tendencies. The Medrash describes how he would tend to his hair and look in the mirror. The Mitzrayim was a place of a Nekeva. It relied on the river, the Nekeva, the water of the female. This distinction is captured by the pasuk in this week's parasha. Ki ha'eretz asheata b'shama l'rishta, the land that you're about to take over, lo k'eretz Mitzrayim. This land that you're about to encounter is not like Eretz Yisrael, asher yatzasa misham, that you left from. Asher tizra zaracha v'shkisa b'raglecha k'an hayark, you have to bring the water, irrigation from the river, the ground below. Haret asher te'am ovim shama, the place that you're going into, you're going to pass over to. Shama l'rishta, eretarim v'kos, mountains and valleys. L'mata ashamayim tishamayim, Eretz Yisrael, the place of Kedusha, is going to rely on the geshem, the rain from above. The Chida explains that there's a fundamental difference between rainwater and spring water. Rainwater, which originates from Shemayim, is both superior and pure than that of the water below. Rain comes from a place of Kedusha, a place of Tara. On the other hand, water that emerges from the ground, beneath the earth, the springs, is inferior, secondary, and subpar to that of the rain. Consequently, Mitzrayim, which is described as Irvas Haaretz, a place of immorality, is sustained and nourished by the groundwater, the subordinate water, the water from below. In contrast, Eretz Yisrael, which is the holiest place on earth, relies on the holy water, the rain from heaven, Gishmei Brach. This is not by any means suggesting that men are more superior than women. Rather, they play different roles. Men are mashbia, men procreate, men create kedusha. Women are passive. Women receive Kedusha. It's when the roles switch that complications erupt. When the ground water tries creating the problems begin. We find with regards to the mikvah that a spring is actually superior to rainwater. Rainwater is only effective if the rainwater remains in place. If the rainwater is transported elsewhere, it would be disqualified as a mikvah. Otherwise known as Mayim Shuvim, drawn rainwater is possible. A spring, however, has no such disqualification, hinting at the greater qualities of a spring water. It's not that one is greater than the other, it's just that they play different roles. Sometimes the spring is more important or more significant than the rain, and sometimes the rain is more significant than the ground. With regards to agriculture, with regards to plant life and growth, rainwater is superior. We find an interesting difference between fruit and vegetables as well. Vegetables need water from the ground in order to flourish, in order to grow. The fruits require the rain. Vegetables are therefore inferior to fruit. It relies on the groundwater, the mayan, the spring water. And this week's parsha describes the Shivas Aminim, the special fruit from Eretz Yisrael. Says the Chida that the Torah praises specifically the fruit, and not the vegetables of Eretz Yisrael, but the fruit, because the fruit rely on the rain. The fruit relies on the water from above, the waters of Kedusha, and therefore considered the praise, the Shevach, of Eretz Yisrael. We are still in Gullus without the Beis HaMikdash. And we recite in Tehillim, Al Naros Bavel, Sham Yeshavnu Sham Machinu Bezachreinus Tzion. We sat by the river mourning the exile and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We sat specifically by the river, the waters of the inferiority, the reminiscent of the Nile River, the place of Eretz Haaretz, the Chutz La'aretz, Gullus, Churban. We look forward to the return to Eretz Yisrael, to Tzion. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu return his people to Eretz Yisrael, the place of Kedusha, which relies on the waters of Kedusha, the rain, with the coming of Mashiach, b'mehar v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.